Avodah Zarah, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph and Aleph, seven lines below the end of the Mishnah, with the words Mamakayim Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara asks the question, Mamakayim Rabbi Yossi Ahen Kuraya Ve'evir Labeke Zivcheim Begoyme. How does Rabbi Yossi understand the passage in Amos that we quoted before? Bemalchus Yerovam Hakosam Medabe, Kenche Molach Yerovam Al Yisrael, Hifchil Mepatef Yisrael Ve'amal Lehen Bo Ve'navoyd Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Vatronisi. The answer is it refers to the kingdom of Yerovam. When Yerovam began his reign over Yisrael, he began to seduce them into sinning, and he said to them, "Come, let's serve the idol. It's easy going." Hadahi dechsev nale veYehuda veNakitzina veNavkiena eleinu veNamlich Melech Pesecha es ben Tabal. This is the understanding of the pasuk that says in Yeshayahu in Perek Zayin pasuk Vav, "Let's go up against Yehuda and provoke it and annex it to us, and let's crown a king in its midst, one who is Tavael, one who is good for us." Amir Abba, Chizanu, Bechol Mikrov, Lematzinu, Mokov, Shishmoy, Tavael, Elisha Oise, Toiva, Imoy Vodov. Amir Abba says, we've studied the entire Tanakh, and there's no place by the name of Tavael. Rather, it means Tavael is a god that is good to its servants. Hatoyo Amo, Ubacho Isa, Mikol Shifte Isa, Li Lakoyen, Vavayazo Oima, Vayas Kehanim, Nixoisaam. The Gemara now shows different ways in which the idolatry is more lenient, meaning easygoing than the Torah, because the Torah says in Shmuel Aleph Perik base, Pasuk Chofres. Hashem chose the tribe of Levi to serve him from all the tribes of Yisrael. And about the idolaters, which is Yerovam, it says in Melachim Aleph, in Perek Beis Pasuk Laman Aleph, and he appointed priests from the Ketzois of the nation. Amar Bilah, Melakoitzim Sheba'am, Mipsoilas Sheba'am, Bilah says Ketzois means from the thorn of the nation, meaning from the inferior people of the nation. Hatoyu Amar, Lo Yalin Chelev Chagi Ad Boike, The Torah says in Shmos in Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, and the fat of my festive sacrifice should not stay over until the morning. Whereas the Avodah Zarah says, and they'll bring in the morning their sacrifices. Hatoyah Amar Bayom Zivchechem Yoichol Amirachos. The Torah says, on the day of your sacrifice it should be eaten, and the following day, as Kotchim Kalim, offerings of lesser kedusha may be eaten for 2 days with the night time in between them. And the idolaters say, and that's in Amos again, Amos Perek Dalad Pasuk Dalad, every 3 days of your tithes of animals. And this tithe is Kodshim Kalim, but they would allow it to be eaten for 3 days. And this answers the question above as to how Rabbi Yossi uses this pasuk. Hatoyo Amra Ki Kol Sa'or Chodzimash Lesaktiru is the correct text. Ve'avodah Zarah Amra Bekata Mechameit Toida. The Torah says in Vayikra, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, for you shall not cause to go up in smoke any leavening or any honey, as a fire offering to Hashem, and the idolaters say, and they're in Amos, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Hei, burn thanksgiving offerings to leaven. HaTorah Omer, Kisido Nedel Hashem Elekecha, Leisa'acher Leshalmoi, V'Avodah Zarah V'Kol Nedvois Hishmiu. The Torah says in Devarim, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Beis, when you shall make a vow to Hashem your God, you shall not delay in paying it, and the idolaters say, in Amos, Perek Dalet Pasuk Hei, and proclaim and publicize voluntary offerings, irrelevant of when you bring them. Amar Biyudan Avoy Drabi Matanya Leibar Kosovel Lahaskir Kenayam Shel Yisrael. Biyudan, the father of Matanya, said, and he disagrees over the understanding of the Pesukim in Amos, and he says that the verses are coming to mention the disgrace of Yisrael, that they sinned in these things, and they should go to Beis El to do them because they shouldn't be done with real kodshim. Yom Malkeinu Echilu Sorem Chamas Miyayin Moshach Yodai Es Leitzisim. Yom Shemalach Yerovam Al Yisrael Osun Kol Yisrael Lagabei Befate Ramsho Amulei Kum Avidlan Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says in Hosea in Perek Zayin Pasuk Hei, the day of our king, the officers became ill from the heat of the wine. He withdrew his hand with the scoffers, and meaning the day on which Yerovam became king over Yisrael, they all came to him in the evening and said to him, "Arise and make for us an idol." Amulein, Yerovam said to the people, "Afti Ramsha who Ashti Vale Ashti Kol Amah Shasu Ela Im Asun Bon Azlun Vasun Vesafra." The Rabbim said, "It's the evening, I'm a bit drunk, and all of you also drank. So if you want to serve an idol, go now to your homes and return in the morning." As the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vav there, "For they may have made ready their heart like an oven with their ambush. All night their baker sleeps," meaning that all night they had thoughts about serving idols and they didn't sleep. Besafra Osan Lagabe Amaloin Kadoin Anayada Da Asun Barn and Ada Anna Dachil Misanhedrin Ditroin Dolayik Tulunani. In the morning they came to Yerov, and he said to them, "Now I know that you wish to serve idols with all your hearts, but I'm afraid that your Sanhedrin will kill me if I command you to do it." Amulei, they said to Yerovam, "Anan katlenlein." He said, "If they try to do this, we'll kill them." Adukhziv kulam yichamu katanur v'achlu eshevtehem. As the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zayin there, they are all heated like an oven, and they devour their judges. Rabbi Levi omar, hagum hech ma da'at ma kiyim se chalal. Rabbi Levi says they actually did kill the Sanhedrin, as the earlier Pasuk says in Hosea Zayin, Pasuk Hey, the day of our king, the officers hechelu, which is the same verb as used in the Pasuk about finding a corpse, murder between two cities, where it says in Dvarim, Perchof Aleph Pasuk Aleph, if a corpse, which is a halal, will be found. We learn from there, they actually did kill the Sanhedrin. Rabbi La, Abba Haridam, Migdulasam, Yom Alkeine Hechilu Soim, Chabas Miyayin, Yom Shadasu by Soim, Chulin. Rabbi La says they were actually demoted from their positions on the Sanhedrin. Understanding the Pasuk, the officers Hechilu means it was the day on which the officers became ordinary. Migam Lahen, Chabas Miyayin, Shayulotin, Lehutin Achayayin. What was the cause of all this? That's the next phrase in the Pasuk, again in Hosea, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey. And it answers, from the heat of the wine, because they were driven after wine and other physical pleasures, which caused them to follow idolatry so they could fulfill them. Moshach Yadu es Leitzisim, Kadavachami Barnash Kasha, Have Mesiv Gabe Trey Leitzonim, Ba'amilei, Ezer Dor Chaviv Bekal Adairus, Amalhen Dor Amidba. The last part of the Pasuk says, he withdrew his hand with the scoffers. Yerovam made a wine feast, and when he saw an upstanding person who would not agree to serve idols, Yerovam sat him in between two scoffers, and they asked him, "Which was the most cherished generation ever?" And he answered them, "The generation of the desert, who came out of Mitzrayim." Ve'inun amilei v'le'a avdun akum v'hu amaloin v'gen dechavivin la'is anshun. They responded, "But didn't they commit idolatry?" And he answered, "Yes, but because they were so cherished by Hashem, they were not punished." Ve'inun amilei chashi demalka boi le'meh vatkein v'le'oid ela'inun avdun chad v'dein avad train nosan bedon. They said, "Be silent, because the king wants to commit adultery, and woe is to anyone who stands in his way." And furthermore, the king wants to add unto the generation of the desert, as they only serve one calf, and the king hath made two. As the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavtes, and he put one in Beisel and one in Don.